The week started when we caught up with Isaac Harris of the South Coast, who's running 7 marathons in 7 days to help raise funds and create awareness for kids who are suffering from sexual abuse. That's right, folks. 7 marathons in 7 days. How's the training going?
Well, I'll let you know a little secret. I don't even know what it feels like to run one marathon yet.
What?
Yeah, no, I haven't even made it to that distance. I've ran half marathons now. That's sort of the furthest I've gotten. In distance-wise. But we're getting there slowly. I'm just sort of slowly increasing by 20% each week.
Yep.
And hopefully the body will hold up for the week when it kicks off in June.
Help Isaac raise as much money as possible by going to the Brave Hearts website and donate as much as you can. We have a new reporter at 2ST. His name is Glenn Ellard. And we learnt that not only does he have his finger on the pulse of absolutely everything, but he's also got a fun streak.
I was once photographed with my arm around Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
And I was wearing fishnets, suspenders, a feather boa at the time.
Whoa.
This is back.
Children.
We had to turn up at a radio station in Rocky Horror gear to win free tickets to the live show. And there were a group of us who did it. And we were waiting in the foyer and in walked Kylie Minogue.
Channel 7's Big Brother showed his insecurities yet again, falling well behind in the ratings to Hamish, Blake and Brickman of Lego Masters. They had intruders this week.
This is Big Brother. Housemates, say hello to your new intruder.
Oh, my God.
Housemates.
What?
Say hello to Hamish Blake.
What?
I'm not Hamish.
What?
What?
What? No. Who are you?
I'm just
muscle bound gym junkie.
No, I'm just coming.
You're just pretty people. You're the same people
what
as last year.
Hey.
I put in a request for Hamish Blake.
Have you been noticing more funnel webs out and about lately? Well, Jake from the Australian Reptile Park told us how to catch them.
If you do need to catch it up, say it's inside your bathroom or your kitchen or, you know, inside the house, and you want to remove it, the best thing you can do is grab a large jar or, you know, some sort of container from the kitchen, and you should quite easily be able to allow the spider to walk into it, or you can coax the spider in from, you know, a distance using a ruler or a stick or something of that nature.
No!
Well, if you can do it safely, then yeah.
Yeah, it definitely hit him high, but he was falling into the tackle. There are going to be a whole heap of send-offs this year.
With all the madness of Magic Round and 14 sin bins and 3 send-offs in the NRL, some bright spark finally, because let's face it, it was begging to happen, put all the controversy into song.
High contact, direct.
I got 10 minutes in the bin, cause I hit him high.
Change your style.
Slipped off the chest and hit his chin. Ref said high.
Direct, forcefully charge off the line.
Now the fans have got the shits, and I know why. Cause I hit him high. I hit him high. I hit him high.
Direct to the head.
The Kinghorn Motors secret sound just keeps jackpotting. This week, I revealed another clue. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Rather, I'm going to let computer-generated voice me tell you what it is.
Everyone in Australia has done this.
Good job, computer-generated voice me. Nailed it. That's the week that was on the 2ST Brookie Show.